Okay, we've seen the Mishnah, the various Avos Nezikin as listed in the Mishnah. Shor, Bor, Mave, Hever, we discussed a little bit of what we have in the Gemara as far as how to define the various terms, specifically Shor and Mave. And the Mishnah goes on to say that all of them have to be written. You couldn't learn one from the other. Then we had the analysis of the Gemara of the Lashon Avos, which implies Toldos, and the question of Toldos Kayotze Behen or not, which led us to discuss other places we find Toldos by Shabbos and by Tumah. By Shabbos, Toldos and Kayotze Behen. By Tumah, Toldos and Lav Kayotze Behen. The question becomes, what over here? According to Rashi, the issue is, are the Toldos Chayiv B'Tashlumin, like the Avos? That's the suffix of the Gemara. We were mazdir, in other words, clearly there's something about the Toldos that's similar to the Av. In what regard? If the issue is whether you're Chayiv or Patim Tashlumin, so what makes it a Tolda? We explain according to Rashi that what makes it a Toldah, it's called a Mazik, there's an Isser Mazik, and we have to understand that the Isser Mazik is itself derived from the Parshas Nezikin, Parshas Tashlumin, that's how Baruch Ber understood it. And that would make sense according to Rashi's approach to the sugya. We'll see after everything the Rif has a different approach to what the Shaila is. But meanwhile, that's the Shaila, the Gemara. It's a Shaila internally, Benogeya, Tashlume, Nezikin of a Toldah, whether there's a Chiyuv or not. That Shaila itself, on its core level, is not itself a function of the question of what we find by Shabbos and by Tumah. It's a Lamdish Shaila Benogeya Nezikin itself. So why do we bring in Shabbos and Tumah? Because we want to understand, it says Toldos. It's Avos B'chaldika Toldos. If we were to find Toldos to be Ketzben everywhere we find Toldos, then that obviously means Toldah has every din of the Av, and therefore Yechayv Tashlumin. And if we would find, on the other hand, that Toldos, wherever else we find it, is Lav Kirtzeven, then the answer is it's not going to be Chayiv Tashlumin. So for that, the Gemara has to present the fact that we find a precedent in both directions. We have Toldos of Shabbos, we have Toldos of Tumah. In one case, it's Kayotzevo. By Shabbos, we know that Toldos Chayiv and has all the dinima of the Av. And as far as Tumah, we find that the Toldos Lav Kayotzevo, and therefore we are free to ask our question in terms of Nezikin. So it's a Shaila internally Benogia Nezikin. That's what we will masbi, the Sugya coin to Rashi. So after presenting the Shaila, Rav Papa comes and says that it depends. He doesn't explain the details of his answer, but he presents us with this general approach of Yesh Kayotzevohen, Yesh Lav Kayotzevohen. What we're proceeding now to go through in the next couple of pages of Gemara is trying to analyze each of the Avos and the Toldos respectively of those Avos, and then figuring out what would be the Toldo Lav Kayotzevo that Rav Papa was alluding to. That's what's coming in terms of the layout of the sugya. Zakta Gemara, here in Beis Hamidrash, Tanu Rabbanan. Gimel Avos Namru Bishor. Hakeren Vashein Vaharegel. Mark quotes a brisa that lists three avos associated with shor, namely keren, shen, v'regel. Obviously, it doesn't mean shor of the Mishnah, because shor of the Mishnah is machlokes amarayim, as we know, whether shor means the various avos of shor. That's what Rav would say. Tani shor v'kol milu d'shor. But Shmuel, on the other hand, says that shor means only regel. It's maskanas ha-gemara. So rather, the Brice is obviously going on the Pasuk. Now, as we talk about Shor and the Pasuk in Chumash, and there are three Avos associated with Shor, and the Mishnah and the Brice list Keren, Shein, and Regel. Now the Gemara is going to further elaborate on each of these. Just for a second in the Rashi, HaKeren L'Negoach, that's what Keren means, for Negicha, that's the Av of Keren. Hashein Lechol. What does Rashi mean here? As opposed to, as those who learned the Gemara understand, what does Rashi mean? Fuke what? Biting. Neshicha. Because Neshicha, as we'll see, is listed as a told of what? Keren. Good. So Hashein is Lechol. Regel, says Rashi, Drisa, treading, Lishbor is Hakelim. Again, what is Rashi emphasizing here as opposed to what? That's not regel, but rather keren? Be'ita. Be'ita is also with the foot. We're going to see later that be'ita is a told of keren. It's kavanasa lahazik. So Rashi right away tells us, regel is Drisa Lishbaras HaKelim. Okay, so these are the three avos associated with Shor. And now we're going to go through the various things that we just mentioned here. Tosfos immediately points out, Tanu Rabban, what are we doing with this? Tanu Rabban, why are we quoting this Braisa? Now Tanu Rabban Shlosha Avos, Hifsik B'Braisa Zu. We're interposing this Braisa here in the Gemara. Lefaresh Todosen Lav Kayotze V'Hen D'Kamra Papa Hey. All this is in order to lead to what we're going to have further down the Yamud and the next Yamud, and Yamud after that, as far as Rav Papa's statement. So in order to understand what that would mean, we have to first identify the avos and the toldos of those avos, and then ask ourselves, okay, are these toldos kayotzivo, lav kayotzivo, and that's basically how the sugya presents itself. Okay, zog the gemara, keren menala. So now we're going to analyze the av of keren. How do we have, and where do we have keren in the chumash? It's an admit, it's in the Torah. Where do we have keren in the chumash? The Tanu Rabbanan, we have another Braisa, Ki Yigach. It says in the Torah, Ki Yigach. Now, that Ki Yigach, the Gemara is quoting, is what? Ki Yigach, Shor, Ish? No, what does it say in the Pasuk? Ki Yigach, Shor, Es Ish? Oh, Es Ish of a Mace. It's actually interesting. It's talking about Shor Shehemis Es Ha'adam. But yet, we're using this as the general klal of Negicha, of Karen, which is obviously an Av for Nezikin. We have to see. Maybe we'll come back to that point. Ki Yigach, what is Negicha? Ein Negicha Ela B'Karen, says the Braisa. Negicha is defined by the shore goring with its horn. How do I know? Shenemar. So the Braisa quotes a pasuk in Melachim. V'yas lo tzidkiya ben kinana karne varzel. V'yomer kolmar Hashem. This Tzidkiyah ben Kenana was a Navi Sheker, and he was saying his quote-unquote nevuah in the presence of Achav, the Melech Yisrael, in connection to a war that Achav ended up going and entering into against Aram, and he ended up succumbing in battle, and that's the death of Achav, which elicited a great hesped on Ramos Gilad. This Tzidkiyahu was misleading Achav. He said, you'll be successful. Then there was a Navi Emes, Michiyahu, who challenged the Tzidkiyahu and says, it's not true, and in fact, it wasn't true. What does he say here? He didn't just say Nevuah, he acted out his Nevuah. The Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha talks about how Nevi'im sometimes would do something in physical to demonstrate their Nevuah, to make it more real, that it should be fulfilled. So this is, the Ramban brings examples of things that were true. This is an example of a Navi Esheker, so whatever gimmicks you do are not going to help you. But what did he do? He took a horn, which was detached, just took it, and he went and he acted like it was, you know, he was going to act in a manner of goring. And he said, Be'ela to Nagach Esaram. What do we want from this pasuk? To indicate that the word Negicha is associated with Karen. This is the pasuk there in Navi. That's how we know in Negicha El B'Karen. The Braisa continues, Ve'omer, and the Braisa is how it quotes another pasuk from Chumash we just had in the leaning Zos HaBracha. Ve'omer, B'chor Shoro Hadarlo, the Bracha to Yosef. Yosef is compared to a shore. B'chor Shoro Hadarlo, V'karnei Re'em Karnav, describing the shore as having horns. Bahem, Amim Yenagach. Goes on the pasuk, Amim Minagach Yachdav Avsi Oretz. Goes on to say Rivos Ephraim and Alfei Menashe. What do we see in this pasuk? That when we talk about Yenagach Negicha, it's with a Karen. V'Karnirim Kana Bohem Amim Yenagach. Okay, so we have two pasukim quoted to suggest that the word Yigach, the word Negicha, is b'Karen. Now the Gemara asks on this price, Amai Va'Omer, why the need for a second pasuk? What's the second pasuk needed for? We already proved it from the pasuk that you quoted from Malachim. And the Gemara says, V'chi tema, maybe you'll say the reason why you need the second pasuk, what's wrong with the first one? Because Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbal, Lo Yalfinan. We're trying to learn at Halacha in Binogea Chumash, that the meaning of Yigach in the Torah, and that's the Halacha, therefore, that Yachayif and Negicha Bekeren, you want to use a pasuk from Divrei Kabbal. Divrei Kabbal is a reference to Navi, so you can't do that, that's the rule. You can't learn out of Din Torah from Divrei Kabbalah. Tashma b'chor shoro hadalo. So that's why I need to prove, to quote another pasuk from Chumash. In other words, so the Baisa is trying to say, you know, if that's not good enough, so here's another source. Why not just quote right away the pasuk from Chumash? No, maybe because what the Gemara is going to ask. But the Gemara is going to ask it with a way that there's no alternative. The Gemara says that's not a good pshat, that you need the second pasuk because maybe you couldn't learn from the first one. You for sure could learn from the first one. Why? Bahai melefu? Is this really learning out of halacha? Gili mosa bialmahu, the negicha bekeren. All you're doing is shedding light on the meaning of the word of the Chumash. That's not called learning out of halacha of Medivik Kabbalah. According to the suggestion of Vechitema, I guess you would have said that the Braisa was kind of hedging its bets. Maybe it's good enough to learn from Divrei Kabbalah because it's only Gili Milsa. But if you'll argue, make the case that it's not good enough because technically you're still considering it to be something of a Yalfusa, so then I'll bring you the Pasuk M'chumish. The Gemara says, there's no question about it. Clear that it's only Gili Milsa, so there should be no reason why you can't use the first pasuk. So there must be some other reason why you need to bring a second pasuk. So what's the reason for the second pasuk? Says the Gemara for the following Ella, different word, more fundamental here. Ella, ma'u detema. Maybe the first pasuk wouldn't be good enough because you'll say the following ma'u detema ki parag rachmana ben tam l'muad. The first pasuk would lead you to say the following, that when would we have a differentiation between tam and muad, which is what we find in the parash in the Torah by tam and muad, that tam pays chatzi nezek and muad is nezek shalem, as Rashi will quote the psukim for us. That's only in a case similar to the example given here, where the keren was detached. Avo b'mechuberes, but if it was a keren of the animal that was attached from the beginning, the animal didn't just take a loose keren and gore with it. But it's the natural keren of the animal. In that case, ema kum wedesi. Maybe then the animal, the hezek that's caused would result in hezek shalim right away. That's what I would say if I just had the first pasuk. So the Braisa goes and says, tashma b'chor shoro hadalo. And what do we see now? That we're discussing negicha b'keren mechuberes, and that also goes into, as Rashi will see, that's also going into the parasha of negicha. So you see that the differentiation of tam and muad is even by mechuberes. Let's see more about this. Let's see the Rashi. Zokt Rashi be'era tenagach saram b'hem amri nagach. Those are the two psukim. Alma negicha b'keren. Divrei Kabbalah nevi'im muksuvim. In fact, the Gemara, you're telling me you couldn't learn from the first pasuk because it's Divrei Kabbalah. You can't learn Divrei Torah Divrei Kabbalah. Hi, Melefu b'tmiya. Halo gamrina b'Divrei Kabbalah l'chiyav lo p'tur. We're not using Divrei Kabbalah to learn out the chiyav or the p'tur. We're not learning out a din. Elo gili milsahu de kolhecha disu negicha b'kerenu. It's just a way of understanding the meaning of the word negicha. Now I know what negicha means. Now I know the halacha is what the Torah says is the halacha for negicha. Okay, Ella. So we fall away from that suggestion. Ella, la'achi isprich v'omer. This is why you need the v'omer, the second pasuk. De'mal de'tema ki chilek rachmana bein tam u'mu'edes. When did the Torah differentiate between tam and mu'ed? Namely, the b'shor tam k'siv v'chatzu es kaspo. That means that you divide up the value of the shor, the lo mishalmu chatzi nezek, and it comes out what Torah is saying in effect is that you pay only chatzi nezek. On the other hand, of muad ksiv shalem shalem shor tachas hashor, you pay the full value of the hezek of the shor that you killed, that the shor killed, the misham nezek shalem. So that, if that differentiation the Torah sets up between tam and muad, hani mili bekeren tusha, maybe that differentiation is limited to the case where it was a keren tusha, detached, torn, dumya dekarni tzidkiyah ben kenana, like the case in the pasuk in Navi, which would mean what would have happened. Now, Rashi says, kigon, she'achza habehema hakeren ben shineha. So what happened? The animal took a keren that was just detached, lying somewhere, picked it up, put it between its teeth, v'nokcha, and went and rammed into something, some other animal, and caused hezek by using the keren as a vehicle, right? So it used the keren, it pushed the keren into something, but it was a keren that was detached. That's where the Torah says Chatzi Nezek in the beginning. Now Rashi goes on. It's not stam. There has to be a svara here. Rashi says, not stam. Okay, so the Pasuk is talking about Teren Tulusha. So what? So why should Mechuberis not have the same halacha? The Hasam Vadai Lo Mishalim Tam Kulei Nezek. Oh, that, so we, I would argue that the Tam would not pay Nezek Shalem Mishum De'en Darka Bekach. It's not a normal thing for the animal to do that, to pick up a loose keren between its teeth and to go and cause hezek. And therefore, it's not derech. And the Bailam, therefore, would not have had to think about such a possibility, that the animal would do something so strange. That's where the Torah says that up to three times, chatzi nezek. Avo mechuberes de'or chehu. Rashi is showing you the svara. The case of Turusha is a deviation. It's not darka bekach. That's where you have the tam chatzi nezek. Mechuberes de'or chehu emekum edesi afil betchilam shem nezek shalem. What does it mean in Rashi that mechuberes is urchehu, as opposed to this case, which is mishune, ein darka bekach? Chero, we find later in the many gemaras that talk about keren itself as being mishune. Keren, by definition, for the animal to be mazik in a manner of keren, as opposed to shein v'regel, is viewed as mishune. Gemaras later on, mishune keren b'chad, so anizik, keren itself is mishune. It's not a typical thing for the animal to gore with its horn. Now, after everything's said and done, mechuberes is keren, right? But that's mishuna. So what does Rashi mean that this is darka bekach as opposed to tusha, it's ain darka bekach? What do you think, Ari?
That if the pasuk just says one, it just says tusha, so we're analyzing whether mechuberes would also be Chatinazim would be Mako. So relative to Telusha, it's...
Okay, it's good, we're good. So you're saying good. So in other words, there's different levels. Of course, even at the end of the day, Karen is considered Mishuneh vis-a-vis Shein Verega. But now, if we're talking about levels, what's more Mishuneh for the animal to take a Karen Telusha to go? Let me say it a little bit better, a little stronger. In other words, why do we call Karen Mishuna? Let's be masbi this, it'll be good. We get to the later Gemaras. What makes it Mishuna vis-a-vis, let's say, Shein Verego? Shein Verego are natural, instinctive things the animal does. The animal eats. An animal just walks, treads on things. So that's like a natural thing that an animal does. That's a part of the nature of the animal. To go and to have Kavana Lahazik, to suddenly go decide, gets riled up, and it goes and gores, that's not something that you normally view as within the natural realm of the animal's instincts. The instincts are, the animal goes and does its thing. It eats, it walks. That's part of the animal's natural, you know, composition, what it does. This is more rare, you know, this elamai, but when there are times, even though it's not as, you know, natural, instinctive part of the animal gets riled up and it has kavana lahazik. When those times happen, again, those times are not as frequent. But when those times happen, how does it happen? It happens with the animal's own keren, that's mechuber, and it goes and does it. When keren occurs, the way that it happens, the orche of that kavana lahazik is with keren mechuberes. But for the animal to have be riled up and have kavana lahazik and do what? And take a keren tzvusha, put it between its teeth and gore, that's totally beyond. It's totally mishun. That's totally in darkabaka. That's a chur, just like you're saying, but just a little bit of a different, more laying the groundwork here. Shein v'rego are natural, instinctive part of the animals. Kavana lahazik is something that's not part of the etzem, makeup of the animal, but it does it sometimes. It gets excited, and it has a kavana lahazik. But when it does the kavana lahazik, it does it in what way? In a keren mechuberes way, not with keren tulusha. Therefore, Rashi is giving the svara of the Gemara of what he needs, the second pasuk of Sosa Bracha. Because I would think that the Torah that gave the din of Chatzi Nezek three times maybe only gave that halacha that the Bailam is parted from the full tashlumin from something the animal is kavanah lahazik, the animal did something which is bechal, never the way it does, even when it's kavanah lahazik, it doesn't do it this way. So that's why you have now the pasuk from Vikani Reim Karnav, Tashma, the next Rashi. Says nekicha by the case of the animal's natural keren, that's mechuber. Alma mechuberes nami karen negicha. Notice the word in Rashi. Mechuberes nami karen negicha. In other words, so after you have both psukim, so what is the Torah's negicha referring to? What's the av of keren now? What's the answer? What's the av of keren? Both mechuberes and tulusha. Mefurish and Rashi, right? Maybe because taki you have the pasuk in Avi, which is the pasuk of Tulusha, and you have the pasuk in Chumash of Mechuberes. So it comes out both are included in the Av of Negicha. Alma Mechuberes nami kor Negicha. Ubestam Negicha, which even includes Mechuberes, Pog Rachmana, Ben Karen Tam, or Karen Muedeth. Okay, that's the Rashi. Zoktosis. Avom Mechuberes Ema Kul Muedeth. So this is why you need the second pasuk. Because without the second pasuk, I would have the mistaken thought that by mechuberes, a ker mechuberes, which we don't have a makor yet, that's part of negicha. Maybe there the Torah never gave the din of tamus, and it'd be mu'edes from the beginning. Mu'edes igushalim nezek shalim afil b'pam b'rishon. Fektosis, b'im toime. Umehei teisi. You're telling me that by mechuberes, you'd be nezek shalim from the beginning. But where would you get that halacha from? Where would you learn out? Mehei Tesi, where would I learn out Nezek Shalem from the very beginning by Mechuberes? All I know is Negicha means Tusha. Now I would say, but Mechuberes, then there Nezek Shalem, right? Where would I know it from? Mehei Tesi, Imi Tusha. So where are you going to look? You're going to say, oh, let's learn it out from Tusha. Tusha, you chayev chatzin nezek three times, and then more. So let's learn out from Tusha. No, if you learn from Tusha, daya ketusha. The rule is daya. What is daya ketusha? Daya means you want to learn a kavu chomer. You can't learn to the chomer, to the chamor, more than you have in the kal. Even if the logic would dictate that way, that it's chomer, so it should be even more. But the halacha daya, we have mishnayos later in the second parak about this. You can't extrapolate to the chamor more than what I have in the Melamed. That's called Dayim. All I know by Tusha is not, and it starts off Chatzin Nezek, and then Nezek Shalem. So how could I learn Nezek Shalem right away if I'm learning from Tusha? All I know now is Karen is Tusha. So where would I say Mechuberes Nezek? Where do I get it from? Okay, so that's not good. So Tosha says, okay, Imish Sharavos. So let's say, Mechuberes will be Nezek Shalem. I'll look to other avos. What do I have? I have Shane and Regel and Bor and Eish. So probably Shane. I'd maybe start with Shane and Regel. Let's learn to other avos, the various avos that we know the Torah spelled out. And I'll say they're chayiv nezek shalem right away. It's only by Karen that there's a distinction. So Tusha, the Karen means Tusha. That's Tam. But Mechuberes, which is not part of Negicha, I'll learn out that you're chayiv from the other avos. So Tosha is not so simple. Imisharavos ha teinach lemanda amar keren adifa de kabanasa lehazik vafilu keren asi. This is good according to the manda amar that the Gemara does not identify, but the Gemara quotes the manda amar the keren adifa de kabanasa lehazik, which means you can learn out keren from the other avos vafilu keren asi and afheim idbeis, which we'll see in a second. And what does that mean, actually? Ukidim first, Rabbeinu Tam, come on. Like Rabbeinu Tam there on Hayam and Beis explains, what does that mean? The Karen Adifa, the Hainu, Lamanda Amar Palvinis Kamamona. Rabbeinu Tam explains that Gemara in light of a Gemara at the end of the Perek Machokas Amarayim, where the Palvinis Kamamona, Palvinis Kaknasa, which means what? What is the halach of Chatzin Nezek of a short time? Is the halacha that the Torah really is, you really should be paying everything, but the Torah had a little machmanis on you pay only half. That's called paganis kamamona. And that's because Stam Shvarim, Awat, are not Becheskes Shimur. See, take a look at the Gemara first on Daf Tesvav. And then we'll see Daf Hey Rabbeinu Tam, just to get a sense of what's coming here. The Gemara quotes a Machlokes Itmar and Tesvav Amid Aleph in the middle of the Yomud. Itmar Palginiska, the halacha of Chatzi Nezek. Rav Papa Amar Mamona v'Levishu Amar Knasa. Right, Machlokes Amaroyim. Whether Palginiska Mamona, Palginiska Knasa, does have a status of Knas. Knas has halachas that are distinct from Mamon, Mod Beknas Pater. They're halachas of Knas. It's a different type of Tashlumin than Mamon. So what do we do with the halacha of Chatzi Nezek? Do we view it in the classification of Knas or Mamon? So Machlokes Amaroyim. The Gemara explains. Rav Papa said Mamona, Rav Yeshua said Knasa. Rav Papa Amar Mamona, Kasava. Stam Shvarim, La Becheskes Himur Kaimi. Stam Shvarim are not, now the words of the Gemara are interesting, La Becheskes Himur Kaimi, they're not viewed as presumed to be guarded. Therefore, it's incumbent on the Bailim to do a Shmira. You can't expect to say, well, a shore by its very nature is tame. I don't have to assume anything is going to happen. No. You naturally have an achrayis that you should have to guard the shore. That's natural. That's because it should be assumed that way. Okay, what that means, we'll see Rabbeinu Tam how he spins those words. La becheskes shimor kaimi. In which case, bedino debay l'shume kulei. So really, logically, based on that, you really should have a chiyuv to pay everything. The Torah had rachmanus because it didn't yet become warned and wasn't yet established as a mu'ad, and therefore the Torah gave you a break three times until you get to a state of mu'ad, so you don't pay. But really, the halacha of the chatzi nezek is really something which is a status of mamon. That's the opinion of our papa, and that's because stam shvarim what? Stam shvarim? The other shita, haut kap rabosai, listen carefully. Vun be b'shua amar knasa. Stam chatzi nezek palginiska knasa. He owes kasava. Stam shvarim becheskas chimur kaimi. That means that the default is shvarim. Again, the words of the Gemara becheskas chimur kaimi. Rabbeinu Tam is going to plug in a different phrase to these words. Which again, the Gemara didn't use those words. Rabbeinu Tam feels that that's what the Gemara means. Becheskas shimur kaimi. Becheskas shimur kaimi. They're presumed to be guarded. Which means that the Bailam should not naturally think that they have to guard it. Because it's becheskas shimur. Ubedinu delo l'shalem klal. In which case, really, you shouldn't have to pay at all. So why did you have to pay chatzi nezek? V'achmanu hudekan sekecha delin terigaturi. The Torah wants you to impose a shmira, not to rely on the becheskas shimur. So the Torah therefore gives you a knas, a penalty, which now is going to hopefully motivate you to do some kind of a shmira that you should add on, even though be'etzem becheskas shimur kaimi. That's the words of the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam is going to take the words becheskas shimur la becheskas shimur in the following way. When it says l'man d'amar palginiska mamona, that what? That stam shvarim la becheskas shimur kaimi. Rabbeinu Tam translates that into what? Which words do you see in Atosis? What does that mean? You don't see it here? You see it on Hayim Beis. Darko lehazik. Becheskas shimur means ein darko lehazik. Okay? You'll trust me, you'll see it in a second inside. Rabbeinu Tam took the words of the Gemara in the following light. Manda amar palginiska mamona means stam shvarim la becheskas shimakai means darko lehazik. The other opinion, palginiska knasa, means stam shvarim are becheskas shimur, means that ain darko lehazik. Now, Rabbeinu Tam is saying that to learn pshat in a difficult line of Gemara on Hayam Beis, and now Tosis is bringing all this in to bring out his kasha of Mehe Tesi. Where are you going to learn Mechuberes? It's Chayv Yasek Shalom. We're going to learn it. So take a look on Hayam Beis. Now that we saw it, Tesla from Aleph, look at Hayam Beis. Rava says the following, second line of the Gemara. The Mishnah makes it seem as if everything has to be written, because you couldn't learn one from the other. Sounds like that's why you tried to write all the Avos Nezikin, because you could always find a pircha. Rabbi says, if you look more carefully, you realize that there is actually a way that you could learn out possibly all or maybe all but one of the Avos Nezikin from each other, based on a certain combination. And therefore, the real answer to why all have to be written is going to actually come down to something else than what the Mishnah seems to imply. Namely, that you need them all to be written because they have unique halachos. Each one has its own separate dinim that have to do with the peturim. Most of them have to do with peturim. Boris has its petur, and Eish has its petur, Eshem Veregel, its petur. Every mazik has unique halachos that are different than everything else. And that's really why they have to be written. So how's Rav explain this? Because, let's see. Amar Rav, v'kulu, kishadis bar b'nayu asya kulu b'matzat. If you take any of the Avos Nezikin and put bor together with bor and one other, you'll be able to learn out the chiyuv for all those other Avos Nezikin. How he does it, that's not our Gemara right now, and I can go through the whole long Rashi and everything. But then Rav says, wait, that does it mean everything or almost everything? That's going to depend on the following. So let's say take bor and chves. No, bor and esh. Bor and you couldn't everything, except for keren. Why? Mishum deikol mifrach, because there could be a pircha here that keren maybe would not be able to be derived from bor and one other, because ikol mifrach malu kulu shekein muadim mitchilasa. Because all the others are muadim mitchilasa. And therefore, keren couldn't be derived. But then the Gemara turns around and says, umanda omar adarab, keren adifa, shekavanasu l'hazik. There's a manda omar, again, very unclear who this manda omar is, that says keren is stronger because kavanasu l'hazik. Then I feel keren amiyasya. So who are these manda omrim? What are the two sides here that maybe keren could be derived and maybe keren could not be derived? So Rashi doesn't exactly know. Manda keren adifa, who is it? Rabbeinu Tam has a suggestion. Now, when you read the words, so let's go back. The first manda amar is, you can learn to keren because everything else modem mitchilas and keren is not. Now, at first glance, what would that sound like it means? The keren is not, I mean, keren has halacha that it starts off as a tam. That's a simple reading, right? What's the problem with that simple pshat? What, where are we holding right now? What is written, what's not written? Bor and one other is written. And nothing else is written. It means keren's not on the table yet. There's nothing in the Torah here. There's no parsha of Tamimut. So how can you tell me you can learn keren because the others are more mitchilas and keren is not? I don't know anything about keren. So that's part of what's prompting Rabbeinu Tam to suggest something in the Gemara. What does it mean, shekein mod mitchilas? And then who's the other mandama? The counter argument was, no, you can even get keren because keren adifa. So what are the two sides of this issue? Sakhtar ben Utama, the Tosas and Hamadev, but I just spoke out. Shekein muadin, ein lefarish. This is the side that you cannot learn keren from bor and one other. Ein lefarish shemeshal min nezik shalem. And unlike keren, which is what? Which is not a mod mitchilasa. You can't say that's what it means. Mod mitchilasa, they pay nezik shalem. Why? The imkin, keren ami asya, kivin dilok siv. If it's not written, then learn keren too, and learn everything to keren. Learn nezik shalem too. So what does he mean? You couldn't learn to care. Ella, Mefarash Rabbeinu. This is Rabbeinu Tam Tosfos identifying now by us. Ella, Mefarash Rabbeinu Tam. The Muadim Mitchilasan, Hainu Shedarkan Lahazik. Muadim Mitchilasan means that it's Darkan Lahazik by its very nature, from the beginning. What Mandamer is that? That's the other ones. Are dark and lahazik. They're always dark and lahazik. Mashaken bekeren, that's not dark and lahazik. The stam shvarim becheskas himor kaimi, lemandam apalganis kaknasa. So by saying that they are muad mitchilasan and keren is not, what does it mean? We don't know anything about keren in terms of chatzi nezik nezik shalem. But what do we know? We know that there's apparently a fundamental machlokas and tesvav meralev that is not dependent on anything that's written about Karen, but it's a fundamental question about the nature of a shor. And that's what goes into that machokas. The man da amar palga niska, that Tosfos is now identifying, palga niska knasa. What were the words of the Gemara again? Palga niska knasa means stam shvarim are what? Are the cheskas shimur. Says Rabbi Tam, what does that mean? That what? The becheskas shimur, meaning that they're not darka lahazik. That's different, therefore, than the other mazikin. And therefore, if I had borrowed one other, I would only know that's chayiv, because they're darka lahazik. And Karen, again, without anything written about Karen, but the understanding of the nature of a situation of shor is that it would be what? It's not mod mitchilas, it means it doesn't have the natural darka lahazik quality that the other mazikin have. That's why I wouldn't know Karen. Then the Gemara turns around and says, but there's a possibility that you can learn Karen. Ulamanda Amar, there's a manda Amar that says Karen Adifa. So what's that? Shekavnasu Lahazik, says Rabbeinu Tam. That means the following. Karen Adifa, meaning what? That the problem that you just identified is not true. Karen is no less than the others. To the contrary, I have something in Karen that makes it even better than the others. So let's start by saying, why is Karen no less than the others? Why do you think Karen is less than the others? Because you're telling me that what? That stam shvarim are becheskas shimur, and therefore a shor is not darka lahazik ayide keren. It's not true. We're going in now according to Mandamar Palganiska, what? Mamona, which the Gemara says means stam shvarim are what? La becheskas shimur, which for Beil Tam is going to mean what? That's darka lahazik. Good. And if it's darka lahazik, it has the same quality that the other avos have. And then you can pile onto that the fact that Kavanasa Lahazik, that's on top of it, it's Darko Lahazik, but it's even Adifa. Adifa means it has what the others have, and it even has something more, Kavanasa Lahazik quality, and therefore you're going to Karen as well. So that's what Tosis does in reading the Gemara. And this is therefore Abinota. So now Tosis is now coming back, now to our Tosis, Bezim and Bez. Tosis has Rabbeinu Tam's pshat in the Gemara. Tosis now is trying to figure out, if the Torah only talked about Keren Tulusha, because all I know about the word Negicha is the Pasuk in Navi, which teaches it as a Keren Tulusha. So the Torah speaks about Tam and Muad, and that's Keren Tulusha. So what would I think? That my Keren Mechuberes, I would say Kul Muedesi, Frek Tosis. Mehei Tesi, we're going to learn it from. If you're going to look to Tulusha, you can't do that. You can't make it more than Tulusha, Dayak and Tulusha. Then it's going to have to also be Tam and then Mu'ad. So where would I look? So I would look to other Avos. This Tosis, no, it's not so simple. Why? Because I'm looking at the other Avos, so could I learn Karen? Could I not learn Karen? That's going to depend on the Sugya Hemabes. And Tosis gives us now Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara has two studim. Whether I can learn Karen from Boren Chad Mehanach. Either I can't because they're more mitchilaso and Karen is not, meaning it's not Darko Lahazik, meaning it's Becheskas Shimur, meaning that Palganiska is what? Knasa. Or on the other hand, Karen Adifa Shekavnasa Lahazik, meaning that Karen has everything the other avos have, it's more mitchilaso, meaning it has the nature of Darko Lahazik, meaning Palganiska Mamona, and it has on top of that Kavnasa Lahazik. And I could learn Karen. Says Tosis, so now let's go back to our situation. Where would it make sense to say that Mechuberes would be Nezek Shalem right away? So he says, it makes sense if I go Amanda Amar, Paganiska what? Amona. And therefore I say that the shore by nature is Darko Lahazik. Then I'd be able to learn it out from the other Avos. But if I go Amanda Amar, Paganiska Knasa, Then again, the problem is, where would I get this Havamina of Mechuberes? Where would I get it from? For Tosus to explain the issue of whether I could learn Karen from Sharavos, Tosus sends us Dafhei and sends us to Rabbeinu Tam, and how we learned up Dafhei. That's what makes it a little more complicated, because we're getting, you know, all Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat. I mean, really, and Achronim Amedaik, this, Yeshua, the Maram, and others, like, what did Tosis need all the pshat of Rabbeinu Tam, really? Really, just The Gemara of Hamad Beis seems to have two suggestions. Can I learn Karen from the other Abbas or not? Whatever it means, it means. It doesn't mean the simple way the words suggest, as Rabbi Eltan himself points out, because I don't know Karen. How can I talk about more than Mitchilasan, not more than Mitchilasan by Karen? I don't know anything about Karen. So I can't tell me that you don't have a Nezik Sham right away. I don't know anything about Karen. Okay, but whatever the Pshat will be, it'll be. Tosus, for some reason, brings Rabbeinu Tam. When other Rishonim ask this Kasha, they don't bring Rabbeinu Tam to chat. They just bring in the issue of the Gemara Daf Yamed Beis. Tosus felt, for some reason, compelled to bring Rabbeinu Tam in. So that we have to ask a Ha'ara, why Tosus needed to do it. But the thrust of Tosus Kasha, you should understand. It's basically that the Gemara Daf Yamed Beis presents two possibilities of whether Karen could be derived from Shaar Avos. Maybe can't because the other Avos are more than Betchilasan and Karen is not. Maybe Karen Adifa, Shekavnasa Lazik, so I could learn Karen. What Tosa essentially is asking is, if I go with the Manda Omar that Karen Adifa, then everything is good. Then I would make sense to say that I could learn out Mechuberes, Karen Mechuberes from Shaar Avos. But if I'm going the Manda Omar that we say that Arzam Wood Mitchilasan and Karen is not, so then I would be stuck. Pagniska Knasa, now Tosa Rabbeinu Tam explains what that means. The others are more mitchilasa, meaning and Karen is not dark or lahazik, it's malgin is a knasa. That's what Rabbeinu Tam is simply fleshing out what those manda amrim are, who they are. But the basic kasha is tracking daf hei amrim beis. But Rabbeinu Tam works out who are the two manda amrim on the yisar of the issue. So let's see Tosis again inside. V'imtoma, hey Tesi, we are going to learn out this Havamina, that if I didn't have the second Pasuk, I would say that the whole distinction of Tam and Mud is only by what? Only by Karen Tusha. But Mechuberes would be Nezek Shalem right away, Muedes right away. Where would I know that from? Mehei Tesi, imit Tusha, Dayaka Tusha. Then I wouldn't say more than Tusha. I can't get beyond that. Imit Shaar Avos. Okay? So, Ha Tenach. That line of Gemara, that I could learn Karen from Boren Chad Mehanach. So that Manda Omar that says Karen Adif, Karen Asi. And who is that Manda Omar, by the way? Who is it? So Tos letting us in on Rabbeinu Tam Adafe. Vafi, the Ukin first Rabbeinu Tam Kamon. The Hainu, the Manda Omar Pagan is Kamamona. That what does he hold? The Israel Stam Shram Rabbe Cheskes Kimur Kaimi. So that's Rabbeinu Tam just fleshing out. Who is he? The mandam alabah cheskes kimur kaimi, which means that the shvarim are dark alahazik, and then we would understand that you can learn Karen from Bar v'chad mihanach, and then I'd understand that I can learn Karen mechuberes from Shaar Avos, right? Elo the mandam amar, who's the other mandam amar that the Gemara initially mentioned that you couldn't learn to Karen because the other ones are more mitchilasa and Karen is not. Elo mandam amar paganiska knasa, the islay stam shvarim becheskes kimur kaimi. Meaning that that Shor is not dark alazik, will ask you Karen Mikul. Then I wouldn't learn Karen from the Azikidam Minul Kaman. Kishar is born Menai Asikul of Amikan, Diko Mifashikan, what Mitrigasan, Perush, dark and lahazik. That's a real time Pshat. Mashaykin Beken, Bechetzos Kimur Kaim. Again, the Diok of the Achronim is why Tosis needed all this extra information. But the basic Kasha is tracking that Hayamabis. So what do we do with the fact that there's a Manda Omar that you can't learn Karen? No, so what's the big deal? So our Braisa maybe would go, would fit with what? With the Shita, that Karen Asya, Karen Adifa, and say that it goes like Manda Omar Pauliniska Mamona. What's the big deal? What's bothering Tosis? What's the Hanich of Tosis? Tenach? What's so schwer? Let me hear about Saheri Lam Shaposhim Shantosis. What does this mean? If you look in the Rashba, for example, a lot of things in the Rashba to look at, but Lachari, he just says like that, okay. So he goes like, Gemandam. If this Choritosis is more correct, Tosis is right to argue with it, but we still have a problem here. Why? They were both saying, the Machokes and Tesla of Meralev. Machokes Amaroi. Who are the players there? A Papa, for a bit of a Shua. What do we have in front of us? A Bryce. So the Bryce has to square with both Manda Amar. You can't use have a Brysa that's not going to go according to one Manda Amar of that Morai. So Tosis is saying this, the Gemara is trying to work out why you need a second Pasuk, and the Brysa is quoting a second Pasuk. And seemingly, why would I have a need for the second pasuk? Because I would have thought that Kerem Mechuberes would have Nezek Shalim right away. And the only reason I would think such a thing is because I learned it out from Shar Avos. And the only reason I couldn't Shar Avos is if I assume that Karen is Dark Elazik. And that only fits with Manda Amar Pagadiska Mamonis. And Manda Amar Pagadiska Nasa is a problem with the Bryce. Understand? Pashup Shat. So that's a difficulty. Clear? Yeah? So what is Tosis answer? What is Tosis answer? Should we do Tosis answer or should we do Maracha Zerua first? Huh? Tosis answer first, right? Okay. The Yeshlomer. Let's see. Yeshlomer. The Lamando Amar Palganiska Knasa. The Manda Amar, the Amora, before the baby show says Palganiska Knasa, Hadika Amar, Avo Bemuchuberes, Emakum Wedesi. If I would think that Mechuberes is always Nezek Shalem, Visham Nezek Shalem Bepam Yishona, Lav Mishum, De Itzvich Kra, La Ashmi'inan, De Ein Muedes. It's not that the Pasuk needs to tell me this Chidush, that a Kerem Mechuberes would also start off as a Tam with Chatzi Nezek. There would be no need for a Pasuk to tell it to me. And why would the Pasuk not need to tell it to me? Because since this Manda Amar is clear that he holds Palganiska Wat, Palganiska Knasa, which means that Karen is not Dak Elazik, so there would be no place to learn that Karen Mechuberes should be Nezek Shalom. So you wouldn't need the Pasuk itself to teach me this halacha, this chidush, that Karen Mechuberes would not be Nezek Shalom right away. I wouldn't ever have a mocker for such a thing. In a chinami. Not the pasuk. So what's the pshat? But we have to work the brisa, right? So what's the pshat? Ella hatana, the author of the brisa, hatana, hutzlach lashmi inan, needed to tell us of a omer, a second pasuk. He had to support the idea that negicha bekerem with a second pasuk from bekani reim kanav. Lahavi raya min a pasuk, the mechuberes nami havi bechal negicha. That even Mechuberes part again, why did Tan have to bring it? Now the Tana also knows that Paganiska Knasa. That's correct. The Tana knows it. But the Tana knows that there may be Toim out there, people in the world who have a Kruma perspective, right? Who have a different opinion, which Tana knows is wrong, but that opinion is going to be an opinion that's not going to be that of Paganiska Knasa, but it's going to be an opinion that lines up with that wrong opinion, right? We're calling it wrong because we know that Paganiska Knasa, right? This Paganiska Knasa is going to acknowledge that there's some people out there that might think Paganiska Mamona. And therefore, the Tana needed to bring a pasuk from Zosa Bracha to tell Mechuberes is also Bechal Negicha, Shiro Tite Loma, that you should make a mistake to say that maybe the Negicha Haino Betusha. That maybe Negicha, if I only had the first pasuk, Negicha is Betusha, do me the kani baraz and titkiya. Avo b'mechuberes, what would I think? What would I think b'mechuberes? I would think that indeed Mechuberes is considered to be what? A dark lahazik, mitchilaso. V'nilmod mi bar v'chad mehanach, mechad mi avos l'chayv v'chad chinezik shalim. In other words, the Tana needs of a omer, so that you not go down the wrong path of assuming that Mechuberes would have a Chiyuv Nezek Shalem right away and learn from Bar V'chad Mehanach, from Shar Avos, in other words, Nezek Shalem thinking erroneously that what? That Palganiska, what? Mamona, and it's Dark Elazik, and it could be able to be learned that. So in other words, on the Pasuk, you can't tell me the Pasuk is needed, because Gomaisa, Aliba the MS, we know what it is. We know the Paganiska Knasa, therefore the Pasuk is not needed. But if we want to understand the Braisa, Maiva Omer, the Braisa makes sense. The Braisa just doesn't want anyone to come away with the wrong impression and assume that a Karen Mechuberes is Nezek Shalem right away. Why would he say that? Because he would think that a Shor is Dark Elazik Mitchila. And therefore, Mechuberes should have Nezek Shalom because it could be learned out from the Avol Bar V'chad Mehanach. And therefore, he wants you to bring the second pasuk, so then nobody will ever have that, end up thinking that the halacha is correct. Why would you think the halacha is correct, that you can have a b'chuberes being nezik shalom? Because you would think that it is darko l'hazik from the beginning, and it's paganiska mamona. So the Tana needs a omer that someone who has such a mistaken assumption should not come away with that wrong halach. But on the pasuk, you couldn't say the pasuk is needed. But on the Tana, this is Tosa's answer. So it comes out the Va'omer is going to work out according to both Manda Omrim. Because it's not, the Omer is going on the Tana, and again, why would I think Mechuberes Netzek Shalem right away? Because of whatever that opinion of Paganiska Mamuna will mean, whether you actually hold that way, or you might have thought the Tana might have been concerned that you might hold that way. Adkan Tosis tense. Kor, everybody? Hopefully you learned that Pshat and say to this later. This is Pshat and Tosis. On the Iker Akash of Tosis itself. So there are other suggestions. Other suggestions. So we see Tosus didn't have any other approach but what he said. So I had you look at the Marach or Zeruah, the son of the Or Zeruah. It's called the Marach or Zeruah. You have an extra? Oh yeah, oh good. Everyone has a copy of it. Marach or Zeruah, small piece, Kuvav. So he has the following suggestion. Interesting. Let's see what he does here. Fellas, you saw this in the Seder? How many got to this? Okay, good. How many understood it? Sort of. Okay. I should ask that question. Okay. Let's learn it together. Okay. Ava b'mechuberes ema kum ledesi. Nira lefarish. Okay, this is the kashya. Where would I get this assumption of mechuberes kum ledesi? Nira lefarish de asya mehanach. Ma'anach means from the other avos. Ay, v'lekel mifrach shekein darko lahazik. Now what's the shayla? If you have the other avos, I'll say the kasha on hamer beis. Ma'anach shekein darko lahazik. Yeah, but on that I have a rebuttal to that pircha. I would say, diko meimar t'lusha tochiach. T'lusha tochiach. When I have a pircha on a limud, I can rebut the piercha by saying, but I have another example of something that's chayiv that doesn't have that has that same drawback. So you see that drawback is not a drawback. So what am I going to say? I'm going to look at the other avos and say that chayiv nezek shalim and say ken mechuberes is also the chayiv nezek shalim. Ay mala bar v'chad mihanach mala to the other avos shekein darken lahazik muadim etchilas and darken lahazik unlike. Karen Muedes, I mean, unlike Karen Mechuberes, that by its nature it's not that way. Yeah, but Tulusha is also not that way. Tulusha is also Chai. Now, this is interesting. Tulusha is also Chai. What is Tulusha Chai? Chazinazi. It's interesting. Something interesting here. But Tulusha Tochiach, that there's a Chiyut, even though it's not Black Olad. But see, he has a mashal for this. But now you'll say, no, Tusha is part of the build, part of the limud that we're constructing is bringing in Tusha. So what should we say? But then it can't be more than any one of the building blocks of the limud, right? One of the what are we using here? We're using Bor or whatever else, and we're also using Tusha as covering, you know, compensating for the kasha by saying, I maladis chikain. Dark lahazik, but no tusha tochiach. So now tusha is part of the equation, right? So then I should say, then it can't be born in tusha, right? Dayakat tusha. He says no. The lekel member dayakat tusha. Why? The ikar alimod yafina mehanach. In other words, the tusha is not part of the ikar limud. The tusha is just plugging a hole in the limud. The limud is misharavos, right? The only thing is, there's a pircha. To rebut the pircha, I bring in tusha. Tusha is chayiv, even though it doesn't have that, even though it has that drawback, it's still chayiv. So then I don't say dayo on it can't be more than tusha. Where does he have such a mashal for this? Ke'ein ze omar rav kaman. This is the gimel amid aleph antamid beis. The Gemara brings shita brav the yalef avno sakino maso miboro b'shoro. What does Gemara say? The case Gemara brings is as follows. Batam Gimel V'Aleph. Abno Sakino Maso Shehinicha B'Shus HaRabim V'Hiziku. A person left his stone, package, knife, in B'Shus HaRabim, and it caused damage. Now, the Gemara says, if he did not declare it Hefker, so it's a Machlokas Rabin Shmuel, what is the basis for the Chiyuv? According to Rav, it's chayiv like shor. What is the basis for chayiv by shor? Why are you chayiv by shor? Why are you chayiv for niske shor? Because what is shor? What is shor? What is shor? Mammon, your mammon, that was mazik. So you have here, mammon, it's not, you weren't mafkarit, it's mazik. So it's your chayiv. Is it straightforward shor? That's the question. So you look in the top of Tosfos Gimel Beis on the top, Mishora Lamadnu. Tosfos asks the question, third line, the Imtoma. Tosfos says, "Shor mis Karen, fine," and there's no chiluk of Tamim Ward here. Tosfos, the Imtoma, Heichi Gama Mishor. How could you learn Avno Sakino Maso? Yochayev, because just like Shor Yochayev, because it's your mama. After all, Malo Shoshekin Bal Chayim, Kabnasel Hazik, you have all kinds of things about Shor that you need that don't exist by Yavna Sekin Masel. It's Bal Chayim, Kabnasel Hazik, so maybe only there. When it's a Bal Chay, it's not just your mama, it's a living creature, it's Kabnasel Hazik. Learning out from Karen, Tosu started by saying so. Therefore, it's Shor of Karen. So how can you learn out Avna Sekin Masel from Shor? Comes the Rajban, Umfarish Rajban. The asi mi bor vishor mi mahatzad. Okay, so listen to this. The shita of Rav, again, we'll see this in Gimon Beis, but Rav holds that Avna Sakina Masel Shnichan Verosh Tushutha Rabim Velo Hifkiro, quote, Mishoro Lav Madnu, says Rajbam, what does it really mean? Shor and bor, mahatzad. Okay, Tosis leaves with a question though, Avokasha. Kevin de mi bor nami yalef, lifterubu kelim kibor. And yet, in the third paragraph, it's mefurish that Rav is mechayiv you on kelim by bor. There's a ptur of kelim. You're telling me you're learning it from bor and shor and bor. Then how could it be any more chayiv than bor? And yet, you are chayiv on kelim. Tosu doesn't answer that kash. He gives us a kash. If bor is part of the melamed, then it shouldn't be that Avna Sakina Masel is more chayiv than bor. What is the Maracha that we are now saying in response to that? What I have over here is going to be identical to over there. What's the Iker Melamed? Sure. What is Bor doing? Bor is just compensating to rebut a pircha that you might have. Oh, sure, it's Bar Chaim, coming to Sol Hazik. No. We'll get Bor, Chaim and Bor too. But now the fact that Bor has a Tur Kalim, that doesn't carry over to the thing you're learning from. So too over here. I'm learning out from Shar Avos. You'll ask me, aye, but Karen is in Mechuberis is not Dark Olahazik Mitchilaso, it's not Dark Olahazik by nature. But I have Karen Tusha Yochiach. So aye, how can it be better than Tusha? But don't, the Ika Melamed is not Karen Tusha. So for Dayo, it's not a problem. Dayo is only if I'm learning straight for the Ika Melamed. Let's look inside, that's what he's saying. We still have to deal with Isaac's question, but let's take a look. Ukeinza Omar Rav Kamon, the Yalef Abna Sakino Masel Miboro Vishoro, the Alpha became Mechaibo Sakalim. Why? Tosis Kasha, without an answer, Gilmore Base, Tosis Kasha, the answer is the Iker Halimud, Yalef me, sure. Ubor Eno Kiim, Mesalek Hapircha, Shal Svara, Shikamnas Razak, Ubari Chaim. The MS, Shatosis, Gimgimubis first, Rav. Okay, Umaisa, he's applying that here as well. Tosis will be, why didn't Tosis suggest such an answer? Tosis Dayaketusha, no, her, because Tosis Lishitasu. Tosis didn't have a pshat over there either. In other words, the Dayo can even refer to any aspect of the Limud, even if it's only used to cover up as a Yuchiach. But it can't be better than that either. hope to see more about this whole inyan at Avav. There's a whole inyan. It's a whole big to do about this issue. But we're being introduced to it right now. What about Isaac's kasha? Now, your kasha is not just over here by Tusha, it's over there as well. Now, think about it. L'maisa, Bor is pater on Kalim. So how do I have a... Let's start with that. So what's the yuchiyach? I have a problem. We answer over there. We'll be able to come back and answer over here, maybe. How can I go into... Sure, it's a Baal Chai. Sure, it's Kavanos El Isaac. How can I go into Avnos Hakino Maso Shelo with Kiro? Sure, it's different. So I say, Bor yuchiyach. But Bor doesn't have a chiyav on Kalim. How can I learn to Avnos Hakino on Kalim? So the answer is, as he said, the Ika Limud is for sure. So the fact that Bor is Pater on Kalim, that doesn't carry over. I don't say Dayo on that. I see it in Zachiv. It's Zachiv on Bor. The Ptur Kalim is a unique tour by Bor. Bor has the Ptur of Kalim. Dayo, I don't say, because it's not the Ika Limud. The Ika Limud is from Shur. That's all. So, and the Ptur Kalim is unique to Bor. Let's go over here. I want to learn Chiyuv of Keren Mechuberes. Where do I go? Nezek Shalem. Where do I go? I go to Shar Avos. I'll ask you, are the other Avos, they have the quality of what? Of Darko Lahazik. But here, on the other hand, it's Paginis Kuknasa, and it's not Darko Lahazik. So how can I learn out from the Shar Avos? To Keren Mechuberes, Nezek Shalem. The answer is, do you see the Keren Tushes Chayiv? Even though what? Even though it's not Darko Lahazik. You ask, but Keren Tulush is Chayiv, only Chatzin Nezik. That's called Daya. Dayo, it's not said on a Yochiach. But you'll tell me, but Maisa, what I see in Yochiach is Chatzin Nezik. The answer is no. That's a special tour, just like Kalim by Bor. It's a special tour by Bor. So the tour that you don't pay the other half, that's a tour of Keren Tusha. Keren Tusha has that tour. The same way, see, when you see the muscle that he brings, your kasha no longer is as strong as you thought it was. Bor has a tour, Kalim. The only kasha you can ask is, Dayo? You can't get more than Bor? No, it's a yuchiyach. I don't have a problem of Dayo on a yuchiyach. I only have a Dayo on a Iker Melami, not on a yuchiyach. So it is, the tour of the extra Chatzin Nezek, that was Keren, whatever Keren is, but Keren, right now Keren is Keren Tulusha. Keren Tulusha has a tour on the other half. That's like Kalim on Bor. But to the extent that I can learn out, according to Maracha Zerua, I can learn out to Avnos Hakino Maso, to be Chayiv on Kalim, because the main Melamed is not Bor, it's Shor. The only thing is, how can I sustain the limud from Shor? If there's a pircha, I'll use Bor to help it to plug the hole. So Bor has a tour Kalim, but how can it be more than Bor? The answer is, it's not a problem, Dayo. Dayo is only a problem on the Iker Melame, not on something which is meant as in a supportive role. Therefore, it's Yechayiv even on Kalim. So it is over here, says Maruch HaZerua. You're learning out from Shad Rav, said Yechayiv Nezek Shalem. Elamai is a pircha. The pircha I can rebut by saying Tusha is chayv. I Tusha has a tour on the other Chatzin Nezek. Yeah, okay, but that doesn't mean that you say Dayo. I can still go down Nezek Shalim from the other Avos. Tosis couldn't consider this approach. Why not? So it makes sense because Tosis didn't understand the Gimon Beis either. Why would Avnei Sakin Maso and Rav, which weren't from Shor and according to Rashbam, Shor and Bor, be Chayiv and Kalim? So Tosis had no suggestion like this over here. To think about Rashi, none of this is alluded to in Rashi. When you read Rashi, Rashi says, "I would think that what that Keren Mechuberes, which is more Urche, what? So then you Chayiv Nezek Shalim right away." Rashi doesn't say anything about learning up from Shar Avos. Pagadiska Mamona, Knasa, nothing. Doesn't say anything about Tusha Yochiach. All that is not missing. So where would Rashi go in this Kasha? Where would Rashi go? Pashtus is that Rashi would probably have to learn it, I think, the way the Shita brings as an answer to this Kasha. The Shita has b'shem Rav Yitzchak bar Avraham in the Bali Tosfos and Stama. He says, where are you running it from? You're running it from Tlusha le'acha gimel pa'amim. Interesting. In other words, what happens by Tlusha? Three times, if the Torah is from the Gicha of Tlusha, Keren Tlusha. So what happens? Three times, comes a Mu'an. Now I have a Chuberis. Where would I learn it from? I learned it from Keren Tlusha le'achar hada, after became a Mu'an, after three times. We don't say Daya Ketusha. Daya Ketusha is if I learn it from Tlusha itself. But I'm going to learn it from the case of Tlusha, that's a Mu'an. Because why should that be? Why would I equate it? The time of the Tlusha, the end of the word is a Zimni. Because what happens until three times? And this is very much fitting with the words of Rashi. What does Rashi stress about Mu'ad? Mechuberes is what? Relative to Tlusha. What did Rashi say? The svar that Rashi gives. No, what did Rashi say? Tlusha is lav darko bekach. And what is Mechuberes? Or chehu. No, so Rashi Tosfos kasha. Where am I going to get the chiyuv? Where is it? I have a svar. Where am I going to learn it from? Teretz is I'm going to learn it from the case of Tlusha that became Urche. That's what the Shita brings as a teretz. The Rav Urche b'chuberes came to Urche nachshol pam yishona kit Tlusha shalosh pa'am. That's what I would think. Kamash melam b'chor shora. The thing is, I ask you, Rabosei, is it the same level of Urche? A carrion animal ticks up a loose horn three times and did it. That's a level Urche that I can recognize as mamish Urche. Mamish, that's the it became its nature. Say it's Megillus, I give the Chakira ben Mu'ad, but whatever, that's its nature. Keren Mechuberes, the first time, the level is identical, Orche. It's relative to Tlusha, the first time, it's more Orche. Relative to Tlusha three times? It's the same Darag of Orche as Tlusha three times? What do you think? You think so?
Yeah.
You think a Mechuberes time, the first time, is identical to the level of Orche that is created with three times Tlusha?
He said it taught itself that that's its normal way, right?
But I'm saying, but now I'm saying I have a new case, a case of Keren Mechuberes the first time, and I want to understand how would I learn out Nezek Shalem. So we're suggesting now, but that's Rashi, and what the Shita brings here is that I'd learn the halacha of Nezek Shalem by Keren Mechuberes from the din of Keren Tlusha that after three times you pay Nezek Shalem. I'm asking, the Nezek Shalem of Tlusha is more of an Orche than the Orche of Mechuberes b'pam yishona. But maybe the answer will have to be in a chenami, but the point being that as long as it's not the weird total lav Orche of Tlusha the first time, so maybe once you get to another level that's not as lav Orche as that, that's already the threshold. Maybe that's good enough to make the limud that you pay Nezek Shalem. In a chenami, there are differences. But once I've taken it out of that category of the totally abnormal, strange situation of picking up a loose Karen and goring the first, second time, it doesn't have to make it the level of the three times of the Tlusha. It's enough to be the equivalent level of Urche of a Karen Moedas the first time. By Tlusha, there's nothing in between. It's this or that. So that's what happens. One time, two times Tlusha is not as Urche as Keren Mechuberes the first time. Three times Tlusha is a notch above Keren Mechuberes the first time. I understand. But the threshold is not defined as three times Tlusha. The threshold will be defined as the level Urche of Keren Mechuberes, the Parmishona. Just that I went even beyond that when I got to the third time of Tlusha, fine. But maybe it's good enough for the limud from Keren Tlusha, because I would say that the svara is the Torah only gave you the tour of tam to pay only chatzi nezek when it was on the level that you were at before you got to Keren Tlusha three times. Once you're at the level equivalent of Keren Mechuberes, which is a roche already on the first time, it's enough to learn out from Keren Tlusha. That's maybe what you have to say for Rashi. The fact that Rashi doesn't say anything about learning from Shar Avos, I think, is a smach to say that Rashi must have learned it. The Rashi talks about Orche Lav Orche, like the Pshat and the Shita. After all of this, Rabosai, we have a lot of work that was cut out for us in the Rashba. A lot of details. The whole Rashba you have to look at. Don't get intimidated. A lot of things to deal with. put it all together. I mean, he discusses Tosfos Kashya, but he has other Kashyas as well, which at first glance are very, very difficult. Chazer well what we did now, of course, Tosfos and the other Rishonim, Rachos Arua, the Shita Mikubetsis. Okay, Mr. Hashem, Michael L'Choya, everyone have a good day. Yeah.